Congress is back in session today after a 10-day break. Both the House and the Senate once planned to adjourn in early October, and lawmakers now eager to wrap up this year's business. The Democratic-controlled Senate has more work remaining than the Republican-dominated House, but the Senate's most controversial item, an economic stimulus package, may go untouched this week. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Senate Democrats did get a 51-vote majority for their economic stimulus proposal before the break, but they could not manage the 60 votes Senate rules require for budget-related legislation, and so their spending-oriented proposal died. But Senate Republicans can't get 60 votes either for the stimulus package passed by their colleagues in the House, which features tax cuts. Still, North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, who chairs his party's policy committee, says he's not given up hope that a deal can be reached.
It would be unforgivable for us to leave town without writing a stimulus package. Economic recovery must start, it seems to me, with the Congress saying that we're going to do the things that are necessary to give the economy a lift.
But there's major disagreement between Republicans and Democrats over what is necessary to do. Arizona Republican John Kyle sees the Senate deadlocked.
And I'm not sure that in the time remaining, the dynamics are present for a compromise. I know that's what our leadership has tried to promote, the Republican leadership, that is. So far, the Democratic leadership hasn't indicated that it's willing to have those kinds of negotiations. And so at this point, I'm not sure whether we're going to be able to get something done before we adjourn for the end of the year.
Democrats say President Bush ought to step in to help break the impasse, though there's no sign he's about to do that. So a spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says the Senate may well spend the day today on something else, a relatively obscure bill passed by the House that expands benefits for the widows of railroad workers. But if Kansas Republican Sam Brownback had his way, the Senate would be considering yet another bill that the House passed months ago, one that bans all human cloning.
This needs to be taken up, I think, even yet this week. We're looking at a remainder of a couple of weeks in the United States Senate for us to go. We need to pass this before we go out of session yet this year.
But despite reports over the weekend of a human embryo being cloned in Massachusetts, a Senate leadership aide says such a cloning ban won't likely be debated until next February or March, as previously agreed. Meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee has summoned Attorney General John Ashcroft to testify, probably next week. He'll be asked about the president's authorization of military tribunals for suspected terrorists, a move made without consulting Congress. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the committee, says such tribunals can't be trusted to do justice.
It's not enough to say, well, we're Americans, our hearts are pure, we're not going to misuse this. The last time we tried something like this, we did misuse it.
There are still many other counterterrorism issues before the Senate, among them a bipartisan bill to protect Americans from bioterrorism and a Democratic amendment to increase Homeland Defense spending by $15 billion. And four of the 13 spending bills Congress must pass this year are stalled, including a defense spending bill the Senate aims to finish writing this week. Yet with all that to do and more, lawmakers still aim to go home for the year by the end of next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.